Yeah, so my name is Dana Shum. Our family's from Washington, D.C., and we are first-timers here at Quimby. And it's myself, my husband, and three kids. So we have a 10-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old son, and a 5-year-old son. Long-time Quimby residents, they put it up in a school auction. And so after a glass or two of wine, we decided to bid on a thing we had never heard of before and decided to go on an adventure. And so that's where we are. It was a good choice. It was a very good choice. I think just the freedom, the kids just being able to wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to go over to breakfast. And they take themselves over to breakfast and we meet up with them. And then they go off and run off again and we find them a little bit later. And they just are having a great time enjoying that. And obviously you really can't beat the setting. It's just stunning everywhere you look. You know, not having to lock your door, just being able to come and go. The kids just meeting new friends. You know, yesterday a new girl arrived and my daughter within 5 minutes was, you know, walking with her on a quarter mile little hike back to their cottages, just chatting about who knows what. But they were just instant buddies in this whole new world. I mean, so as grown-ups, Quimby is great because I can sit and read. I've done more reading in the past 3 days than probably in the past year. And it's not an antisocial thing, right? Sometimes there are places where you go, and if you're reading a book, people think, oh, she's being antisocial. And here, it's just an expected and encouraged part of relaxation. You know, sit down, read a book. Your kids are fine. Just relax. And I can participate in activities if I want to. I cannot. I can go and play archery with the kids. I can go and play tennis. I can go hike. Or I can sit on my porch or take a nap or go for a hike on my own. And that's a luxury that you don't get on very many vacations. Quimby's is very different than current culture in terms of, you know, not having cell phones and devices on all the time, not having TVs on in the room. I think it's a part of childhood that my generation still had because we didn't have devices around all the time. But my kids don't know. And so this is probably the first time they've gone a full week with no TV, no device, no nothing. And I think they are they're like kind of learning how to just imagine and play and explore in a way that I think inherently we have as humans. But I think the youngest generation has kind of forgotten how to do it because the devices have kind of lost it for them. Yeah, I'm actually really intrigued to find out what happens when we immediately go back. Because I kind of feel like the kids are going to immediately say, like, let's turn on the TV, like, hand me the iPad. But I hope they at least remember how fun this was, and maybe we have a healthier balance in our lives, if nothing else. Because I don't think they're going to go back and say, I'm done with iPads for the rest of my life. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think that they do love being outside this much and making new friends and trying new things. And so I'm hoping they at least take back kind of a little bit more curiosity for the world and just willingness to get out there and try some new things.